Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on tonight, buddy?
I am in a very happy, positive mood today. And I pretty much been since I got to Nashville last night. You know, I was down, Troy, in Nashville, and I talked about it a little bit last night. I was down in Nashville with a bunch of very positive and inspired people looking to end the trend of overweightness and obesity. You know, 72% of all Americans are either overweight or obese. And you know what? I want to do something about it. I'm working on improving my health, and I want to help others improve their health as well. You know, when you're heavy, when you're overweight, when I was 381 pounds, I couldn't even go up a flight of stairs without feeling winded. I couldn't go up a flight of stairs without feeling winded. Something that you do every single day in your life, you go up a flight of stairs, maybe more. I could barely go up a flight of stairs without losing my breath. Look at what I've done since I started my fitness journey back in 2012, and I've nearly lost 100 pounds total. I do this show with you. I would never have done it when I was 381 pounds. I tried out for a show called Talking the Talk, a contest that they had at Time Warner Sports 32 in Milwaukee. Tried out for that show, would never have done it. And the other thing I would have never done is because Brett Favre is going in the Hall of Fame on Saturday, so I have even more reasons to love Brett Favre. Because Brett Favre is going in the Hall of Fame on Saturday, I will be filling in for the play-by-play guy for the Racine Raiders, a local Racine football team, minor league football team. Now, the Raiders have a big following, and I get to be the voice of the Raiders for one night. And before I began my fitness journey, those are things I would have never done before in my life. And now I look at where I'm at now. It was the best decision in my life to invest in me and then reinvest in me when I started falling into some old bad habits. And what I'm offering, if you're interested, I'm looking for up to 10 people. I'll even work with more, but up to 10 people for my next group starting Monday, a week from yesterday. I'm going to be holding you all accountable to get you workouts. I'm going to be sharing healthy recipes. I'm going to be giving you tips and motivation, and I expect you all to interact as well. Post every day your workout selfie. Post what you're eating on certain days if when I ask for it. And here's the thing. For that that has the most dramatic transformation, loses the most weight and inches, I'm going to give them a $50 gift card. So I'm pretty much giving you $50 to get healthy. What more do you want? And for those that do a challenge pack through Beachbody, and they got some great ones right now, they're all on sale for the entire month of August. If you do a challenge pack, I will personally order and send you a copy of the cookbook Fixate, a healthy cookbook. Easy to follow recipes, and also make it even more easy to follow if you have questions on some of the recipes. Body on Demand is offering a cooking show based off the Fixate cookbook. Autumn Calabrese and her brother, who is a gourmet chef, world-renowned gourmet chef, will be doing a cooking show on Beachbody on Demand. So if you need any other information on it, shoot me an email, coachevan66@gmail.com. Like I said, I'm doing play-by-play for the Racine Raiders on Saturday. Thanks to Brett Favre's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The usual guy's going to be in Ohio for it. Because of that, I'm getting the opportunity, and it's an opportunity when I was at my heaviest, I would never have imagined in my life doing, because I had little to no self-confidence and self-esteem. So I'm going to catch my breath really quick, Troy. I'm going to throw it back to you before we talk Packer training camp. And how are things going out in, I believe it's Delaware?
Over for work. tonight and heading back to Western PA tomorrow. Things are going great. Busy day. You know, when I have days like this, I'm kind of secluded from the outside world, to be honest. We set up mega interviews today from 9 a.m. to basically 5 p.m. and just meeting people half hour after half hour and interviewing them for different positions that we have available at NHS. So kind of secluded from the outside world. And then, you know, when you get done, you grab a bite to eat, come back to the hotel room, and it really is mentally exhausting, to be honest. It's not physically demanding, but a lot of talking and constant talking throughout the day, meeting people, building rapport, making evaluations, doing all those things. But I love what I do. So, you know, the day goes fast. But tomorrow I head back to Western PA, and tonight we're going to get a chance to talk a little bit of Packer training camp. It's been underway. It is one of those, you know, like you said, Hall of Fame game this year for the Green Bay Packers. So that's always a fun time. I mean, it's to see all the inductees go in. I'm not a big fan of the preseason being as long as it is. You always risk the injuries. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, the young guys do have to get on the field and play. For the veteran guys, the Aaron Rodgers, the Randall Cobbs, different people like that. The preseason can get a bit long. I do think, however, Evan, this year, the one advantage to the long preseason in my mind is Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson gets a little bit more time to make that surgically repaired knee a little bit stronger. He tweaked the other knee, so a little bit more time to make that better. So I think in that instance, it actually helps Jordy Nelson and the Green Bay Packers that the preseason is a little bit longer because it gives them more time. So it's a catch-22. It's good in some cases. It's bad in other cases. But nonetheless, the Green Bay Packers are back in camp, which means that is all Wisconsin will talk about for basically the next 6 months. That's really what's going to happen. So we'll get it started, buddy. Where do you want to go with this?
Talk Packer training camp. First of all, family night, which is Sunday night. Usually it's Saturday, but they pushed it to Sunday. But just short of 70,000 fans crammed in the Lambeau Field to basically watch a glorified practice. I don't think that another team in football that would get 70,000 fans to watch a practice. That is something else. That is crazy. That just shows you how awesome Packer fans are. Now, aside from the Packer fans, there was other actions to look at as well, you know, impressive as the fans were, it was the practice itself. And some things stood out, some things didn't. First, Davante Adams did not really have a good family night, had a couple drops there. Jared Abadaris had a great family night. The first team offensive line looked pretty good. Second team, not so much. Rodgers looked good. Quentin Rollins looked good. And Morgan Burnett possibly will be getting some action, Troy, as a hybrid linebacker. You know, the position that you and I were talking about that they needed going into the draft, and there are a couple guys in the draft that could fit that role. Well, guess what? The Packers have one all along in Morgan Burnett. Now, he's not going to be playing that full time, and he may not do it at all. But they are working with Burnett, playing kind of that hybrid linebacker safety position. And when they do that, it just gives them even more versatility. Because Clinton Dix is developing into a Pro Bowler, and Micah Hyde has shown that he can be a solid player. You don't want him one-on-one in space, but he can be a solid player. So they have that going for him. Also, Blake Martinez, Troy, has really looked good from everything I'm reading about camp. He looked really good. There was one play in, I think it might have been family night, that's a running back motion out of the backfield, and Blake Martinez went with him. That's something a lot of rookies don't tend to do. He's pretty good in pass coverage, not the fastest, but he shows good turning of his hips, and he shows he can stay with guys. And running game-wise, we won't know for sure until they play, until they play Sunday, but he looks like he's not afraid to stick his nose in there and attack the line of scrimmage rather than being a chase and wrap up guy like AJ Hawk was. especially later in his career. He's a guy that's willing to stuff the hole and punch you in the mouth. That's what he's looking like right now. And he really benefited a lot from Sam Barrington not practicing. You know, Barrington, I hope he is able to get to the practice field soon. I'm a huge fan of Barrington. I've been for a while. But Blake Martinez is right now, Troy, is taking the opportunity and grabbing it by the horns and going after it. And I did bring up Davante Adams, who struggled during family night. He, yesterday, came back and had an outstanding practice. Didn't have any drops, caught a bunch of great passes. The only thing he needs to work on, as well as guys like Abadaris and other guys, consistency. He has to show better consistency day in and day out. He can't afford to have a bad practice. And the other guy standing out, two guys, I guess, Kenny Clark, Troy, has looked really good, running a lot of first-team nose tackle and looking good that he might also be one of the dime or nickel pass rushers. And Quinton Rollins has shown that he could be a playmaker in this defense. He's had a lot of interceptions so far in camp, and he shows that he has a knack for the football, and he is really pushing Demarius Randall for that left cornerback spot. You're probably going to see both of them playing quite a bit, rotating in and out. And obviously, Rollins could definitely play that nickel position. And I'm just really excited, Troy. I know it's only a week in the training camp, but I look at the talent the Packers have on defense right now, and this is something if you would have said 2-3 years ago, you would have been you would have thought people were crazy. But this Packers defense has the makings of a top. And the last time the Packers had a top-flight defense, 2010, we all know how that season ended. So I'm going to throw it to you. I know you probably don't get a chance to follow too much Packer practices and whatnot being in Delaware right now and limited access. But, you know, what are your thoughts with some of the stuff I just talked about? You know, Blake Martinez and Abadaris and Adams and Randall and Rollins and all those guys. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I do catch up. I mean, that's, you know, one of the first things I did when I came back to the hotel is get on Google. I've been Packers training camp. Take a look at the notes and, you know, watch some of the highlights and videos and what I can definitely catch up on. So I'm going to start up with the Davante Adams thing. This is a receiver, Evan, that has all the potential in the world. I will just second your notion of the consistency. It's one thing we saw last year. I think he got put load on his shoulders that he could not handle as being more pivotal in the offense as far as a prime target. I think Adams is one of those guys, and unfortunately, I guess I'll do it this way, and maybe it's unfair to make this analogy, but he kind of reminds me of Javon Walker, Evan, a guy that can really flourish in the offense, but when you get put on the shoulders as being the guy, it just doesn't work out. And I'm not taking anything away from Javon Walker. I'm not taking anything away from Davante Adams. I just think Adams is more suited to be a role player and can really thrive when there's not as much pressure on his shoulders. And that's okay. We have two other guys that need to put the pressure on their shoulders in Randall Cobb and Jordan Nelson. So if Davante Adams is concentrated on being that number three guy and there's other guys to take some of that pressure off of him, if he can get consistent and use the skill set that he has, he can get numbers. So that made this to everybody. I just think flourishes when the spotlight's not on him. Concentrated on his primary role, which is being contributed. He's proven.
And I just lost Troy. He must lost Shin, but you know, I'll keep it going until he comes back. But are you listening? If you're listening live, I want to get your thoughts. 646 915-8254. That's 646-915-8254. Give me a call. And the other thing, too, is the wide receivers that Rodgers has right now, he's very intrigued on the batter that's going on. And they're the fight for even the practice squad at the wide receiver position. Geronimo, first name Geronimo from Illinois, if the wide receiver position wasn't so deep, he would be pushing for a roster spot. The wide receiver position is the deepest it has been in a while, but now it just has to translate onto the field. And that's going to be the question. Can Janis run better routes? Can Adams not drop the ball? He's running great routes right now from what I've seen and what I've read. Agar Bennett's really high on it. And, you know, Ty Montgomery hopefully comes back from injury soon. Abadaris has been playing a little bit in that Randall Cobb role coming out of the backfield. So I'm wondering if they're having a security blanket in case Montgomery has to go on the PUP list once the season starts, which he would be ineligible for the first 6 weeks of the year. So Troy's back. I'm going to throw it back to you, Troy, who's just letting himself in the room. Doesn't give me a chance to let him in. But throw it back to Troy. Throw it back to you on your thoughts there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just said my call in. It must be my connection out here in Delaware. But like I was saying, Davante Adams just needs to get more consistent. I want to go over and I want to throw it over to the Kenny Clark situation. You know, what I've been seeing, what I've been reading, as this guy is living up to his potential. You know, we talked about it on draft night, kind of one of those not savvy, sexy picks. But the way that he's coming out and so far in training camp, he's getting more and more snaps with the first team. I think we're going to see a rookie contributing pretty significantly in this Dom Capers defense. And at times, it can be hard for rookies to get a lot of playing time when they got to get used to the new verbiage. They got to get used to the new schemes. This guy's just come in and started playing some football, Evan. And everything that I'm reading and everything that I'm understanding is that Kenny Clark has come to camp ready to participate and ready to contribute. And that could be great news. We know that, you know, B.J. Raji was not the player of 4 years ago. You and I many times talked about him having to step it up. But if we can have somebody to come in and replace Clark with LaTroy Guyon in there and Mike Daniels, I mean, you're looking at a defensive line, Evan, that I think could be very good and very stout against the run. And I'm happy to see that we have a first-round draft pick that didn't get overwhelmed by being the top pick, prepared to come into camp, came ready to play, didn't just take things for granted that, oh, I'm a number one pick and I'm coming in and, oh, it is what it is. It looks like this guy has prepared himself mentally and physically.
Troy, starting to break up a little bit there. It looks like you're having some phone issues again there. So I'm going to take over really quick. And the Packers' defensive line could potentially be a strength against the run. The only concern I have with the defensive line is the depth. They don't have a lot of depth with the defensive line. And they have one guy suspended for the first four games, Mike Pinnell. But the guy from Northwestern they drafted, Dean Laurie, made a couple plays in camp, and he's starting to turn it on a little bit. So they got a defensive line that could potentially – play really, really well, but the one concern just is the depth. And I'm concerned that they might be at, you know, I like what Kenny Clark's doing right now. Well, my concern is they might be putting too much on the rookie shoulders, and that's my biggest concern. So another question I want to ask you, Troy. Mike Daniels, does he need to tone it down a little bit of practice? There is a play in the family night scrimmage or practice that he got his hand into somebody's helmet, and he's just going 200 miles per hour at all times. It doesn't matter if it's a teammate or someone on the other team. He's bringing an attitude at all times. But the question is, does he need to tone it down? In my opinion, no. The Packers need a guy on defense like Mike Daniels. That's what they need. That's what they were lacking for a while, somebody with some tood on that defense, some attitude. So, quick thoughts on the depth issue, the defensive line, and then your thoughts on Mike Daniels.
Well, I'm going to try to do this again. I think I just have a bad connection, and you're cracking up a lot, so I really couldn't understand all of it, to be honest. I got the Mike Daniels thing and him turning it down, but I like the motor, and so hopefully I'm talking in the right sense. So I apologize, bad connection out here. But like I was saying before I got cut off, I'm not sure what the fans heard or you even heard. I just like what I'm seeing here, and you had mentioned putting a lot on this rookie's shoulders. It seems like he's handling it. And then you got Mike Daniels. I think he's – I mean, he – I'm not even saying breakout. I'm not even saying to have better years. This guy has done a lot for this defense, and I'm happy with the way Mike Daniels has played. He's a guy that doesn't get mentioned a lot, and he goes out with that big motor. And I think this is a defensive line, Evan, I think that you're going to see that's going to have that little bit of I almost say a chip on their shoulder to play with some tenacity. I really like the way the line's shaping up. I think you're going to see a defense that finished in the top team last year. I don't think a lot of people realize this, that defense at times last year, Evan, bailed the offense out and gave the offense an opportunity to actually win games. We have to give credit to our defense last year, the way the offense sputtered a number of times. And I think this defense is only going to get better. And that's where I'll switch it back over to the Morgan Burnett thing that you brought up. He was a guy, Evan, that a couple of years ago everybody wanted to kind of run out of town because he didn't play very well. I had mentioned on the show he needed somebody next to him. They went out and drafted Clinton Dix. And that guy, hopefully he keeps progressing. And then now you can do these things with Morgan Burnett and move him around in the system because now you have a confident safety next to him. And back when he had his crappy year, I kept saying that's because he doesn't have a playmaker next to him. And now he does. And so now you can do these things with Morgan Burnett and let him be a little more viable option in the defense because you have a confident safety and you have depth back there now. I'm really excited, Evan. I know people talk about this Green Bay Packer offense and the return of Jordy Nelson and Eddie Lacy coming in great shape. And you got Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, an offensive line that's coming back, and hopefully they can be healthy, and you're going to put up mega points. Good. But I'm more excited, Evan, about this defense. I think this defense still a little lacking at middle linebacker, yes. But, again, you got Blake Martinez. I like what he's doing. The things they're going to do with Morgan Burnett, Kenny Clark, Mike Daniels, Clinton Dix, Sam Shields. I like it. I like our defense. I'm not making predictions, but I think this could be a top 10 defense. I think they can get after the quarterback. I think they can create turnovers. I think you're going to see a very good Green Bay Packer defense this year. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, as I had mentioned before, I think this defense has potential to be, very special. I'm not going to give a grand prediction, but I just think they can be very special. I think they got that potential, and it's a matter of just everything going well. And there was a short time ago that people wanted Capers ran out of town, but Capers is showing that, he's a guy that maybe they should have, maybe they made the right call keeping him around. So that's my thought on it, and I'm just very excited for this defense. I do want to just mention once again, looking at the time, we don't have a lot of time left in the show, about another 7 minutes. But as I was saying at the start of the show, if you are looking for ways to get healthy, I want to help you. All you got to do is shoot me an email, CoachEvan66@gmail.com. What I've done with my fitness and getting healthy is I've turned it into opportunities like this one, doing this nightly show here with Troy. I've turned it into being the opportunity to do play-by-play for the Racine Raiders on Saturday. Thanks to Brett Favre going in the Hall of Fame, I get to do the play-by-play. And before I lost all my weight, I did not have the confidence in myself to be able to do that. So just wanted to make some last words there. I'm going to throw it back to you, Troy, to say some final words on Packers training camp or anyone else you might want to mention before we let our listeners go.
No, I think we had another great show with Packers training camp. It's great that games are coming up. And like I said in the beginning of the show, sometimes the time can be long, but I think with the number of pieces in areas that the Packers need, these young guys, I think the extended training camp can be very good for the likes of a Blake Martinez, a Kenny Clark, trying out Morgan Burnett at that new hybrid position. And then, like I said, Jordy Nelson coming off the knee injury. Again, I'm not a supporter of the long preseason by any means, but I think in this case, and I think this year, Evan, I think it's actually going to benefit the Green Bay Packers and what they do. So it'll be interesting to see. I think we're both in agreement that, yes, the offense should be the Green Bay Packer offense that we're used to with an Eddie Lacy and the Nelsons and the Cobbs, like I said, and Devontae Adams getting consistent in a battle for that 4 and 5 receiver. And if they might go to 6, who knows? You got the tight end position hopefully upgraded. So it'll be there. But I think you and I throughout the course of the season, Evan, are going to be talking about this Green Bay Packer defense. You say it could be special. I agree with you. And I think there's going to be many weeks where you and I are talking about something that happened on the defensive side of the ball that was a key component in the game. And hopefully it's good things. Hopefully it's a quarterback sack or a pick six or a big play on third down, stopping the run that we're talking about. But I just, like you, there's something that I'm liking about what this defense is doing already. And I know it's only a week in, but I like it. So with that said, everyone, hopefully you enjoyed the show tonight. For Evan Witalis, and I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. We'll get back at you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Have a great night, everyone.